Now, we know that finding the perfect non-alcoholic drink can sometimes feel like a major challenge, but we've discovered something that's about to knock your socks off and your taste buds too, Go Brewing. Did you know Go Brewing was rated number one, Michaela, for non-alcoholic beer in the country, and rightly so. Fun fact, all of their beers fall under the gluten-free guidelines, so you won't get that gross, bloated feel that you sometimes can get when you're drinking, let's be honest. Plus, all their brews without fruit have less than 1 gram of sugar. Because we want to feel sexy and sober and have fun, Go Brew is the perfect choice for us.
And who says beer isn't sophisticated when you could just put it in a champagne glass like I do? My favorite at the moment is the Sunshine State Tropical IPA from Go Brewing. It's the mango and peach flavor. As a listener, you can save 15% by going to brewing.com/sobergirls or by using the code SOBERGIRLS. Plus, get a free 2-day shipping on orders of $40 or more. Again, go to brewing.com/sobergirls or use our code SOBERGIRLS for 15% off.
Okay, can I be honest here?
Yes.
I used to rely on alcohol for a lot of things, including managing my PMS symptoms like anxiety, irritability, feeling blue. Ugh, huge mistake. However, as a sober girl today, that is obviously not an option, but have no fear. Ladies, we've found a solution to our PMS woes. Alcohol, so not needed. Enter Jubilance, your daily support and new BFF when it comes to true and effective PMS relief. It's so simple. Just take one capsule a day and keep your symptoms at bay. If you're interested in trying it, you can use the code SOBERGIRLS for $10 off your first order.
I've noticed I have more energy, focus, less cravings, and my mood feels so much more balanced. Jubilance is a non-hormonal, available over-the-counter, and powered by 2-ingredient formula used by thousands of women worldwide to live PMS mood symptom-free. Think less anxiety, less irritability, more peace, power, and dare I say, fun all month long. Try Jubilance for $10 off by visiting jubilance.com/sobergirls or use the promo code SOBERGIRLS at checkout. That's JUBILANCE.com/sobergirls for $10 off. Hello, everyone. We have a very fun episode here today. We have a 6-person collab today with multiple podcasts. So I want to take some time to introduce everyone today before we get started. We are bringing you an exclusive peek behind the scenes of the upcoming Sober City Summit. We will be having 10 speakers in all. So there's 6 of us here today. So let's begin with Trina. Can you introduce yourself and just share a little bit about your journey to sobriety, how long you've been sober, and what you're most excited about this event?
I'm so excited. Every time I think about it, I get the giggles like a little kid and just get super hyped up. But I'm Katrina. I am a little over 2 years sober. I tried to get sober for the first time in 2018, and it was like a slew of 100-day times, and then I would just like drink again. This last time it stuck. So I've been just kind of reflecting on my own journey and sharing how, like, why it stuck and how life is different this time around. So that's super interesting. I am a podcast host. I call myself like a sobriety enthusiast. So I do like coaching. I just recently started getting really connected with organizations like Drug and Alcohol for my local town and statewide. I applied to be on the board for some recovery resources. So I'm really trying to take like actionable steps towards recovery and everyone in recovery. I think it's really important. I think I'm pretty laid back about my sobriety journey, and I try to share that with others because it could be intimidating to like meet all these like people who have years and years under their belts. So I'm excited that Sober City Summit is going to be this place we can go and we can hang out with people who are sober curious or sober or just like supporting a friend that's sober. Everyone can come and just learn all these different perspectives and be together and look pretty and take pictures and talk about it and like laugh together in real life. I am just excited to see everyone. I'm a people person, so it's really hard to have all of these internet friends and interact with everyone virtually all the time. I love it, but like I need to talk to everyone and like be face to face.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be like an out-of-body experience because I feel like we all know each other, and I also feel like our listeners know us, and like we'll just kind of like in 3D, you know, it's going to be really amazing. Thank you, Trina. You're amazing. I love that you're doing all of this in your community, and it's so needed. And you guys, Trina helped to help me to organize this event, so she's been working really hard. So thank you. I love you.
I love you too.
Yeah. So let's, Erin, share a little bit about yourself, your story, what you're excited
Hi.
about.
So Erin, I am the co-host of Two Sober Girls with the amazing Michaela, and I am so honored. We were talking offline just to be here with these incredible women. And part of my story is that before I got sober, I didn't think any of you existed. Like, I didn't think cool people didn't drink. And like, I thought I was going to live a life of misery and solitude and just like being in a room by myself drinking tea. Like, what the actual F am I doing? And so my way of getting sober was first AA, foundation of my spiritual solution, and then divinely being connected with Michaela and becoming a health coach and realizing like these two worlds need to be married truly to have a complete, for me, what I would call complete recovery. And so that's been my dance for, by the grace of God, I'll have 5 years on July 23rd. And, I love going out. Michaela and I talk about this all the time. Now in sobriety, people actually think I'm on something because I have so much energy and I'm like, I just want to connect on a deep, real level with people who want the same. I don't love being around, intoxicated individuals because I crave the real. And so for this to provide this opportunity for everyone to come connect with us to hear how amazing sobriety is and how to get there, because everyone has a different path and there's not one right way. And I think that's so important, especially coming from me as an AAer. I think AA sometimes can, come across as this is the only way. It's not. It's one way that works for a lot of people. And if that works for you, hallelujah. But if it doesn't, we all embody different ways to get to the same place. And, we talk about it at length, Michaela and I, all day long, how we're the luckiest to be sober and we want to pass this along. And sobriety is so much bigger than just putting down the drink, and it's socializing, connecting, living, vibing, and expanding and exploring what, life can be like on the other side of the drink. And I just want to have a good time and dance and have some mocktails. And, I can't wait to hear everyone else's stories and connect and learn and grow. So I'm just thrilled to be here, guys. Michaela, Trina, thank you for putting this together and, allowing me to be part of it. I'm honored.
Yes, and I just realized I didn't mention about when this event is happening. So it is in New York City on April 20th, from 12 to 3 at Rent Money Lounge. So all of the details will be in the show notes. I should have said that in the beginning, but it's okay.
It's all
But
good.
thank you, Erin. I love you, and yeah, I can't
Love
wait for all
you.
of us to be together. So Rachel, tell us a little bit about yourself, your sobriety journey, and what you're excited about.
Hey, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. I love coming on a group podcast. I think I've only done this like once. So it's really fun to see everyone's faces. So I'm a little over 3 years, actually more than a little over. I guess I'm like, 3 years and like 4 months now, sober. I literally never thought I would get here. I never imagined a life where I wasn't numbing, like I don't myself all the time. I guess I got sober accidentally. Like, I mean, I tried to do dry January, definitely didn't think it was going to go the whole 30 days. And when I got to the end, I was like, okay, I can't have a drink now. Like, I feel great. And let me just see how long I can go. And now it's 3+ years later, and I spend every single day working on my sobriety, but also trying to tell people, it is fun. Your life's not going to be over. Like, actually, your life might just start. Like, for the first time when you get sober, like it did for me. And I want to kind of also give people the information I wish I had when I was still drinking about the health benefit, like the health effects of what of poisoning yourself with alcohol, but also like, you know, the things that you can do instead of drinking. So I'm really excited for this event because there are so many amazing women coming together and we're all going to be speaking and just collaborating with other women just brings me so much joy. And I think it's going to be an awesome group. So I can't wait.
Amazing. Amazing. And where can everyone find you? Because I know you're big in the city. Rachel's actually helped me to pick the venue, which has been a huge, huge help. And I see like you're just doing your thing. We met up actually last Saturday for the first time, which was really nice. And I was like, you're really doing this. You're really sober in Central Park.
Yeah, I don't know. When everyone, people ask me what I do, and I'm like, I don't even know how to describe it because I coach sometimes, I do events sometimes, I work with some brands sometimes, I make content. So I also think I'm like a sober personality, a sober enthusiast, just trying to push the sober movement forward every way I can. But you can find me at Sober in Central Park on Instagram. Amazing. Or in Central Park. I mean, or there's a good chance I'm there. Yeah.
I love it. Megan, share a little bit about yourself as well.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. So my name's Megan. I live in Boston here. I'm a divorced mom of two boys. I have a 14-year-old and a 9-year-old. I'm right around Rachel. I forget. We must have like a very similar time that we got sober, and I'm sure we've talked about this. But Christmas of 2020 was my rock bottom moment. You know, I didn't have my kids that year, and I would usually drink. You know, I don't have family in the area, so I remember that night, and I didn't drink more than any other time. But I remember just falling asleep, you know, crying, just feeling so low, so lonely, hopeless. And then waking up at 3 a.m., you know, like just calling out to the universe, to God, to anybody that would listen, literally like talking out loud, like, please, somebody help me. I can't do this anymore. You know, I had tried to just do it on my own, try to white knuckle it for years after my divorce. And something that night, somebody heard me, and I guess the rest is history kind of, but I've been sober ever since. I started doing virtual support groups, and that's when it all changed, when I went on a call and I was like, oh my gosh, like, wow, there's so many women that all look just, you know, like me, that were incredible, that were struggling. And so I'm just such a huge advocate for virtual stuff, this has been my goal, is to get out more. So I'm really excited to come to New York and be a part of this, because I need to get out of my little shell here. I am kind of a homebody. I've realized I'm more of an introvert than an extrovert. I always thought I was an extrovert, but it was really just the alcohol, I think, making me that way. And so I've come to peace that, you know, I am more of an introvert. And yeah, I created Sober Sisters when I was 6 months sober, just for fun and accountability. And so now I've had that account for about 3 years, actually next month, which is pretty, pretty cool that I didn't know it would turn into what it did. And it's funny too, because I hear this a lot, that I was a really healthy person otherwise. You know, I would like eat, I have like a sign in my kitchen that says like, don't panic, it's organic. I would read labels and I was so healthy, but I was drinking every single night, and somehow didn't see that, you know, this doesn't align. And so now I just feel more in alignment with myself, and being alcohol free has just completely changed my, you know, self-worth and my confidence, which I never had. And so now I just want to spread that message to women everywhere, that they can feel confident without alcohol, and that, you know, it's holding them back from their fullest potential.
Amazing.
In a nutshell.
Amazing. I love it. And I love how all of our projects sort of came through just curiosity and wanting to have fun. And like, look at us now, you know, I think it's like so needed in the world that we spread this message. And there are so many different stories and different ways of people getting sober, like so many different ways. Like I don't feel like I've listened to, and I've talked to a lot of people, I don't think there's like one that is like exactly the same. You know what I mean? And that's like what's really cool about this. And the big reason why we have the podcast and now we want to host events is just to normalize this, you know, and make it accessible for everyone. So thank you for sharing, Megan. Gabrielle, what is up? Share, tell us a little bit about yourself and all the things.
Well, first, I'm so happy to be back on the Two Sober Girls podcast. Thank you. And thank you, Trina and Michaela, for all the work that you've put into this incredible event. I'm so honored and excited to be part of it. I am a single mom of twin boys that are turning 13 in April.
14.
And he's yelling across the room to me. one of them. And it was in the late 90s, giving away my age here, that I was really struggling and knew that I needed to choose a different route or I wasn't going to be around much longer. And it was about 2002 that I came across a book that changed my life and set me actually on my path in my career. And that's where my apprenticeship in holistic health and herbalism and superfoods and longevity really began. And I spent a decade doing quarterly liver cleanses and healing retreats out in deserts. And I grew up dancing and, you know, lived that sort of artist lifestyle in New York City. And, you know, you don't realize how much pain you're in, right? Until you actually get sober. And fast forward, I've been, you know, I was completely dry for a decade. And then I was using ayahuasca and things like that, that I needed personally to help me move into the next phase of my evolution. And then I guess a little over 3 years ago, someone that I love very much died from drugs and alcohol. And he was white knuckling it all the time. And you know, you wouldn't know unless you knew. Do you know what I mean? And while I have been, my passion is teaching people about holistic health, right? We can reclaim women. We can reclaim our body. We can reclaim our life by the comprehension of what we put in our mouth. And food for me is the work that I do. It's the most primal relationship we have. And my belief is that if we comprehend why we're choosing the food that we're choosing to nourish our body, we begin to comprehend the other relationships. And a lot of people think, oh, that's crazy. That's not true. But when you start to understand that everything is a relationship, your relationship to alcohol, your relationship to food, your relationship to your mother, to your lover, to your brother, it's all a relationship. And you have to really be willing to surf the uncomfortable aspects of those relationships, in my opinion, to have success and the freedom from the pain, because I don't want to numb out. I want to live my best life, right? And I don't want moms to numb out thinking they've got to drink wine to get through motherhood. You know, we don't have to. We can teach our kids a different way. We can have fun. And so sobriety is a way that I've lived mostly. Like what happened for me is very different than all of you, which is why I, again, like you said, Michaela, we all have our unique journey. And after being sober for 10 years, I could have a drink because it didn't affect me because it had no power over me anymore because I had done I had done aspects of emotional work and it just had no power. But here's what happened. I was so used to being clear and feeling amazing that I'd have a drink, one drink, and the next day I'd be like, oh my God, I feel like ass. Excuse me, can I say that on a podcast? Okay. So, you know, and that was kind of this other thing of like, okay, once every 6 months I'd have a cocktail and then I'd be like, why do I feel like crap for 3 days? And then when my friend died, I was like, this is disgusting. And I don't, I'm not trying to put down anybody's having a drink. My family, I grew up, my grandparents made homemade wine, homemade anisette, homemade limoncello as an Italian Irish, you know? So anyway, I don't want to take up too much time. So this is my journey into sobriety. I think sober is sexy. And when we truly cherish our body and our mind and our soul, why would we ever choose to numb out? I don't think we would. I think we would, in that silent disrespect of numbing out, right? We create more pain. I choose to live out loud. I choose to move through my pain. I choose to stand up and lock arms with you ladies and say, we can do this together. Nobody's alone. We've got this.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, Michaela, I am fully frustrated with my kids, whom I love more than life itself. However, as their mom, I feel like an absolute failure, and I can't seem to find the time to get us all organized and even have meaningful conversations. I feel like everyone is so busy. I'm so overwhelmed, so drained. Help me.
Yes, get that off your chest. As the busy mom, I get it. I have found that when I am stressed and feeling stuck, the best thing to do is ask for help. Perhaps book a therapy session. Therapy is for everyone, every human desiring to feel better, live better, and learn how to solve life's most pressing problems and concerns in real time. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and very convenient. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you could switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sobergirls today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/sobergirls.
Absolutely. You are not alone. And that's a big piece in sobriety is being able to move through those feelings. And a lot of times we think it's just us dealing with it. And another thing to put forth, it's like, no, we're all dealing with something and moving through something. And we always will be, even when you're sober, there's always things to be, you're going to be moving through, right? Life just happens. So thank you so much, Gabrielle. And just want to share a little bit about me. My name is Michaela. I am a co-host to Two Sober Girls podcast as well with Erin. I'm also on Health with Michaela on Instagram. And we also have a Sober Girls Mastermind. So it's a community for sober and sober curious women, and we are absolutely in love with. So a little bit about me. So I have been sober for 2 years, and funny part is my 20s, I was a party girl. I was traveling. I was in New York City, like just like kind of like living, quote unquote, the dream. But there was this part of me that I'm like, how is this the dream? It feels like shit half of the time, you know, like I feel good going out, but then, you know, the next day I feel horrible. And it was a cycle that I dared to question, but because my surroundings and my friends were kind of doing it, it took me a really long time to realize like this is not okay. And so there were times in my 20s where I would just be sober for 2 years or a year, but I never had that like ending where I was just like, I'm not drinking. Like I was just like, I'm not drinking right now. And so it ended up being as long as it needed to be until, you know, a right party came along that made me like want to participate, you know? And 2 years ago, at that point, I was able to quote unquote moderate. And I would drink maybe a champagne glass or two every weekend. And I just realized like I was doing this for like a little while. And I was like, this is not even satisfying anymore. I'm like, I feel like I'm not getting those effects that like my brain actually wanted to get to. Like I, you know, like the whole blackout thing. I used to black out all the time in my 20s. And it was actually quite scary. You know, and so I was able to kind of manage it when I had my daughter. And there were some moments of being blacked out. And then, you know, on Sunday, spending the day on the couch. And I was like, no, like I've done enough internal work. I became a yoga teacher at 24. So almost like 15 years ago, where that was like my gateway to wellness, my gateway to realizing how our thoughts shape our reality, realizing I can transform. But I was like living those two double lives for a really long time. And there was like this point 2 years ago where the drink came to me And I had a deep knowing, like, it was like, this is your last drink. It was like truly, like, it was like a voice, like, this is it. And it was like, the voice was like, you can sip it and enjoy it, or you don't have to drink it. And I sipped on, like, I was just like, I sipped on it and I was like, okay. But the knowing, it was like downloaded into me. And I didn't tell anyone for months. And I met Erin like 4 months later. And I just said, you know, I don't drink. And she's like, me neither. And it was like this thing formed. And, you know, long story short, we ended up working together and we created this. But, you know, the last 2 years, even though it was easy for me to stop drinking, were not easy. It was really hard at times because I kind of looked at my life and knowing what I know about our power to be able to change our lives and like what I want out of life. And I was looking at my life and like, I want more, you know? And I dropped into this like deep solitude. Even though I was like doing the podcast and stuff like that, it was just like I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to go out and hang out with people who are drinking. And because when I did, it just was not comfortable. You know, I felt like we had nothing to talk about because I was so proud of being sober and be like, ah, I just wanted to scream about it at the rooftop and like nobody really cared. You know, so the podcast, the mastermind, talking to Erin Daly truly helped me to anchor into this. Which is not easy. If I was by myself, I probably would have fell back again. You know what I mean? To be quite honest with you, because it's so the norm. But, you know, God had other plans and here we are. But yeah, the 2 years was just the 2 years of just solitude, of discovering myself, of trying to remember myself, trying to remember what I actually want, you know, and creating myself. And then truly, at that 2 year mark, which was in February, I was like, I need to get out. Like, it's like that phase kind of like finish itself. And then I'm like, but what do I do? I have no network, like, besides online community. I'm like, what do I do? So, yeah, Trina and I spoke like a month ago, and I was like, I want to go out, but like, I want to go out in a way that's satisfying to me. I'm like, I don't want alcohol around, like, but I want to hang out with everybody that is like on the same journey, and also people who want to be on this journey, you know, because I do believe everything is energy, and you know, who we surround ourselves with, who we talk to, who we get inspired by truly shapes our life. And so, yeah, we created the Sober City Summit, and my mission with this is to just have all of these beautiful events throughout different cities throughout the year for you to just literally walk into, get plugged in, get what you need, and step out and like live your best life. And knowing that we are there to hold that vision for you and support you and like be your besties, truly. Because even my best friends, like they can't relate to this journey, they can't have these conversations. And it's okay. They're not trained to, or that's not part of their life path. So I'm not going to, you know, put that on them. So I had to create it for myself, just like you, every single listener has to create that for themselves. So anyway, I'll step off my soapbox and thank you all for, you know, for being here and doing this with me because it gets to be fun. It truly gets to be fun. Like we're not boring at all.
Yeah, I remember that conversation with you, and I think it was just, we were just like, what are we gonna do? Like, we need to do something. Like, what is it? Like, I feel like it, like, someone answered us and they like gave it to us. Like, we didn't create it. We were just like, I think we all consistently have a story where we want to give the information that we didn't have when we were starting our sobriety journey that we needed, and that like the younger versions of us, you know, when we were freshly sober would have benefited from. So I just love this concept of like traveling so it's accessible to people all around the country, all around the world, to get this information where they can. Like, I love meetings. I think they're amazing. I love group activities, and I love like all of that, but having it on this larger scale, I think will really, really offer a kind of support that isn't out there for us yet. You know, it's out there for women in business, and it's out there for, like, I work in insurance. I know insurance has seminars. Like, there's all these things that's out there for, like, why not create one for sobriety? Only good can come from it. I genuinely do not feel any type of, like, bad energy from this. I'm just always genuinely so excited every time I think about it.
Yeah, it's going to be a good party. I have a question for each and every one of you. So we'll begin with Trina. What advice do you have for listeners who are curious about exploring sobriety but aren't sure where to start?
My advice is, I think anyone can do anything for a day. Try it for a day. If you can get through a day, try it for 1 week. If you can get through a week, try it for 30 days. If you can get through 30 days, you can definitely get to 90. Like, just start, just try. I think that is the best option. I think there are a ton of easily accessible Instagram accounts, TikTok accounts, Facebook groups, things like that. I would submerge yourself into those groups, because as much as I love taking my social media break, it has been probably the best resource for me for getting sober, is just knowing when I scroll, I'm going to see content that is valuable and that's supporting the lifestyle I want. And it took a lot of, like, it's okay to be lonely. It's okay to, like, step back from your friend group that you might have now, you know, just fill your space with sober inspired stuff, because I think if you have that thought in your head, there's a reason for it. So you want to really explore that in a very personal and a very, like, self-assuring way.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's great advice. Love that. Erin, what's yours?
I love that, Trina. So I would say, find one person that you know that's sober. And so it could be someone online, it could be one of us, that if our story resonates with you and you think, oh my God, that's like me, or I drank like that, or I want what she has, something, someone who you look as aspirational, connect with that person and ask them, obsessively ask them, how in the hell did you do this? And stick yourself with that person, because they will guide you. That's how I got here. Was my first step was finding that one person who I was like, what? You drink like that? There's no way, because I'm looking at you now and the life and the human and the energy, the light coming off of you. I want that. And there's so many variables in your life that I relate to. Can you show me? And she did. And it takes one person to guide you, and then you can expand. And so on the other side of that too, find that one person and just be willing to be willing to be willing. Just shut it and just be like, because maybe when I started, I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. That's ridiculous. I just said, okay, I'm so miserable. And this drinking thing's not working. So whatever you're going to tell me to do, I'm going to keep an open mind and I'm going to try. And guess what? It worked. But find that one person, even if it's somebody online, reach out and say, hey, your story really inspires me. How did you begin? Where should I begin? Can you please help me? And all of us would be like, absolutely. Like, that's our absolute joy in sobriety, to help another person get to this place. So I would start there.
Amazing. How about you, Rachel?
Yeah. So I think my biggest advice would be, first of all, you have to hibernate for the first few months of your journey, and it's going to be lonely. It's going to feel weird, but I think it's really important to be alone with yourself and get to know yourself again and figure out, what does this version of you that doesn't drink like to do? What is this version of you? Like, what calms you? What triggers you? And it is lonely, and it is a selfish journey at the beginning, and not selfish in the way that we know is in a society that's negative. It's a positive way of really putting yourself first intentionally. And you have to do that, I think, at the beginning, to form a really good foundation for your sobriety. And then you really want to find new things to do with your time and replacements for all of the stuff that alcohol was taking up, in terms of, like, how do you have fun? How do you calm yourself down? Who do you hang out with now that get you in a way that maybe your drinking friends don't? What are you drinking instead of the alcohol? I mean, obviously there's water and seltzer, but there's also so many other options out there now that are fun and make you feel like you're having a special beverage. And I think exploring all of those things are really important. And then finding ways to step out of your comfort zone. So I know for myself, before I got sober, I never wanted to step out of my comfort zone. I would stay very much in this like very small comfort zone that I had. But someone said to me once, like, if we don't change up other things in our routine, we're going to find ourselves back in the same space that got us into drinking in the first place. So whether that's even just like going a different route home from work, or, you know, walking your dog in a new part of the park, I did, or, you know, talking to a stranger at a coffee shop, you just never know how that interaction is going to, you know, balloon out and open up your world. So don't be scared of the change, kind of just lean into it and go with it and see what happens.
I love that. I love that. Lots of good nuggets right there. Megan, what are your tips?
My biggest tip would be, if it's not working, whatever you've been trying, to try something different and keep trying something different and keep trying something different. Keep adding new things to your sober toolbox and just don't stop. Don't give up. As I said, I'm sort of an introvert, but I also feel like I do know that connections are going to be the biggest thing for you, and meeting people that are on the same journey as you. So whether it is virtually, but what a great opportunity to come to New York City to get to meet all of us, to get to, you're going to be in a place with all people who are either already sober or trying to work on their sobriety. So try to come out, you know, grab a ticket, travel. I'll be driving from Boston with Jill from Sober Powered, and we're going to be coming in. So just come, put yourself in a different place, because there's something about the in-person events that we can just collapse time, you know, like virtually. Yes, it's amazing. I mean, it's gotten me to where I am today, but doing and participating in in-person events, you just make these really lasting connections. And that's a big part of why I started hosting retreats around the world, which is just so funny to me still, because I didn't have a passport until I was 38, until I got sober. And now I'm, you know, hosting, I'm leaving for Bali next week again. I just was there last year, and doing one in Vermont. And so I see it, how doing these in-person events that people are making like really genuine, not surface level, real genuine deep connections. And so try to find in your area, if there is something that, you know, if you're far from New York and you can't get there in April, then find something in your area and try to just, as Aaron said, just one person, try to meet one person outside of your circle that is sober or working on it, and just connect with them.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for that. Gabrielle, what is your advice?
Everything that they said. Those are incredible nuggets. And forgive yourself. Forgive yourself, right? The comment I made earlier about, oh, it, you know, it's disgusting. And as I was reflecting on that, it's the memory of the self-loathing, of the pain that we witness in others now that we're sober, and how much we want to shake ourselves and others out of it. So forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for making the choices that continue the conversation of self-loathing, and choose to love yourself radically. And it's going to be painful, but I invite you to dive into the pain and stop avoiding it. Dive into it, forgive yourself, love yourself, and find community, that's the key. You know, I was able to physically remove myself and go and immerse myself in a completely new environment. And that was required, because what I was doing wasn't, it would work for a little bit and then I would fall off. So it was the drastic, radical change of scenery and change of people that allowed me to dive in to the pain with a new sense of confidence. And so that would be my advice. Go to one of those retreats, come and be with us at the Sober Summit, and know that it's okay. And no matter where you are in your journey, we love you.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. Oh my gosh, like you said, so many good nuggets. For me, I think I want everyone to know that everyone qualifies to live a sober life. Whether you can moderate, whether you have a drink once a year on, holiday, like everyone can qualify and also benefit from living a sober life. The other thing is, and we've touched on this, but community. I didn't know how important community was. Like, I didn't go to AA. I didn't need that, but I didn't have that physical withdrawal, but I didn't know how much I needed people in this space. And I needed to have these conversations regularly because when you're drinking for so long, it's like it's in you. Like, there's so many patterns and thoughts and things that you don't think about day to day, but when you're in these situations, like, we need to talk through and process about. And I know for myself, my friends and family, again, they don't want to hear it. Like, they don't know what to say because they're still drinking, not excessively or whatever, but still, it's like they don't understand. So having a community that you can express yourself with, and then the other piece with Gabrielle that you said with feeling your feelings. I really learned the last 2 years, like, it's okay to feel your feelings. And I realized for most of my life, I didn't want to feel anything. I've coped with food, I've coped with relationships, I've coped with alcohol and drugs and just numbing. I didn't realize how much numbing I was doing my entire life. And I'm still working through. It is not a perfect situation. I still catch myself wanting to numb. Not with alcohol, but like thank God, but it's like we all have these different things. So to learn how to feel, and it's a process, and it's messy, and it's obviously uncomfortable. If you're trying not to feel your entire life, you're not going to want to be like, oh yeah, let's go feel, It's going to come at like the weirdest times where, but just allow it. No feeling is going to stay there forever, even though it feels like it. It will pass and, feel it to heal it. We all need to heal. Every single one of us needs to heal to be able to live the life that we want. We all want better. We all want to feel good, and sobriety is that path, truly, because if I continue to heal, I mean, drink, I would not be healing. And anyway, so this is amazing. I love having these conversations. I'm so grateful for you all. I'm so grateful for our listeners. I'm just grateful for this life. And if you have been feeling uninspired, or if you've been in solitude like me, and just know that you need people, like we can be your people. Come join us. We'll have delicious mocktails, lots of giveaways. We actually have a meeting after this to talk about all the things that we're going to give away, So there'll be raffles and fun things. There'll be snacks, and it's actually at a cafe place, so you can have coffee, which I cannot wait. And just some deep conversations. Like, I'm so sick of the small talk of like, hi, how are you? I'm good. I'm okay. The weather. Like, I want to talk about healing. I want to talk about how did you feel your feelings today? I want to talk about what is your mindset, And so even the speakers, and I'll talk a little bit about the lineup of the speakers, which are amazing. They each offer something so unique, so different. And I think this is what's going to make this event so special. So we have Katrina, we have Erin, we have Dr. Brooke Scheller, who wrote How to Eat to Change How You Drink. We have Rachel. We have Jill from Sober Powered Podcast. We have Tawny Lara. She's the author of Dry Humping. Love, can't wait. Gabrielle Brick, Megan from Sober Sister Podcast. So, what an amazing lineup. What an amazing gift that we get to do this and that we get to meet in real life after a pandemic. Like, this is a freaking dream, So, yeah, ladies, I'm excited to meet you all.
Can't wait. After you guys spoke about all the things you did, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to talk to her about this. I can't wait to talk to her about this. I want to bring this up when I see her in person. I'm gonna have to like do a 12-hour event next time, so I have like space to just like sit and like stare and hear your story.
Yeah, I could listen to it.
Same.
I could listen to it forever. Yeah, I can just talk about this. Like, this truly gives me life. Like, I'm on spring break and I could have just easily been like, no, we could just postpone to next week. Like, I'm like, no, I want to do this. I want to talk to you girls. Yeah, it brings me so much joy, truly. Any
Here.
last words, anyone?
I'm psyched. I cannot wait. And I feel the same, Trina. Like, I cannot wait to be part of this. I'm thrilled. And thank you both again.
Amazing.
I can't wait.
Awesome.
Same, same.
Well,
Just looking
ladies
forward to
and gentlemen,
it.
April 20th on, I'm going to put the links in the show notes for all of the speakers and all of the details, where to buy the tickets. You can actually visit SoberCitySummit.com. That's also like the easiest. Everything is on there with the list of the speakers and all the information that you need. So we hope to see you there. And I mean, there's nothing better than spring in New York City. Like, I'm just excited for that. Like, we get to like just step into spring in this way. So we
I'm so
hope to see you
excited.
there. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Addiction impacts all of us. Addiction's consequences run through all of us. From ourselves to our loved ones and through our communities, addiction creates so much loss and grief. My name is Duane Osterlin, and I'm the host of the Addicted Mind podcast, a show featuring personal stories, expert guests, and vital information about addiction and addiction recovery. We'll talk with leading treatment providers to discuss the latest research and treatment options for this devastating disease and advocate for mental health awareness. We discuss topics like the importance of creating a community of support to helping loved ones to some of the latest research on psychedelic medicines. The Addicted Mind podcast has been about creating hope, listening to stories of many amazing people that have overcome addiction and are thriving. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, subscribe to the Addicted Mind podcast wherever you get your podcasts or check out theaddictedmind.com. New episodes every Monday. See you there.